Hi guys, and welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Lisa.
And we have I think it's going to be a really useful and helpful lesson for you guys today. Maybe you have talked to a foreigner before, and maybe it was kind of scary for you. I lived in Korea for a long time, for 6 years, and I experienced this too, where some Korean people were kind of afraid to talk to me, basically.
That's right. And you probably encountered a situation, right, where you feel a little bit awkward,
mm-hmm.
and you're not so sure how to avoid an awkward conversation with a foreigner.
Mm-hmm, right. So maybe you have a coworker who's from America or Canada, and, you know, you want to go, like, hang out and get to know them as a friend, but you're afraid. So we think this lesson is for you. So this lesson is called How to Avoid an Awkward Conversation with a Foreigner.
That's right. So hopefully after you're done listening to this, you'll be able to ask your foreign coworkers for a beer.
Right. So we have a dialogue between a Chinese and an American, and they're going out for a beer, and they're both coworkers as well. So why don't we take a listen to the dialogue?
Sounds good. Let's jump right in.
Hey, Sam. Thanks for inviting me out for a beer.
All good, man. We chat at work all the time, so I figured we could grab a beer so we don't have to talk shop.
I totally agree. I think most of us don't initiate because we're afraid of being awkward.
Well, although there might be some cultural barriers, we're just like everyone else. We want to talk about the same things.
And let off steam without our managers looking over our shoulders?
Exactly. When it comes down to it, we're far more similar than different.
Good point. I think there's also the language barrier as well.
That I can understand. Although, honestly, when we're out having a beer, who cares about English grammar?
Ha, I see what you mean. But I'm so afraid of not communicating correctly that I don't even dare to try. Then it becomes a vicious cycle.
Well, after a beer or two, you'll loosen up.
Thanks. That definitely puts me at ease. So, how about ordering a cold one?
You read my mind.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue, and it starts out with Joe, the Chinese man here, saying, "Hey, Sam, thanks for inviting me out for a beer."
Right. I mean, if somebody invites me out for a beer, I will always say thank you. But Sam says, "All good, man."
All good. So all good. I really like this expression because it's so short, and it just means that, you know what, it's fine. Everything's
yeah.
good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we often also say it's all good, but it's just a little bit shorter. All good.
That's right. And we frequently use it to respond to apologies.
Mm-hmm, yeah, like, "Oh, I'm so sorry I forgot your birthday."
It's all good.
Yeah, or just, "All good."
We can also use this in a question. For example, "Are we all good?" Mm-hmm. "Are we all good to go?"
Yeah, like, "Are we okay? Are we ready?" Right.
That's right. But here he just says "all good" because he wants to make Sam relax, right?
Mm-hmm, for sure. And he also says this thing here, "We chat at work all the time, so I figured we could grab a beer so we don't have to talk shop." So let's just start at the first phrase, "We chat at work all the time." So this is something that's pretty important. If you're getting to know a coworker and you feel comfortable with that person at work, then it's probably okay to ask to go out, you know, for a beer or something.
That's
or coffee.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are kind of a little bit afraid to ask them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, if you get along really well at work, it's no problem. They probably want to go have a beer or coffee.
That's right. And so Sam says, "I figured we could grab a beer."
Right. So figure here is like, it can mean like expect or guess, right?
Yeah, I would say like it's kind of like I thought that as well.
Yeah, in this case, it's like I thought. Right, so you can say I figured the train would be early, so I left early.
That's right. Or maybe I figured she would be busy, so I didn't want to bother her.
Mm, yeah, for sure. So he figured it would be okay to grab a beer, and because when you're not at work, you're having a beer, you don't have to talk shop. So what does this mean, talk shop?
Basically, when you're talking shop, it just means that you're talking about work.
Right. So they don't want to talk shop. It's kind of like, you know, because I also teach as well. You know, when I'm talking with my coworkers, we have to talk about work. And I don't really always want to talk about work. So you can go out, have a beer, and you can shoot the breeze. Right?
Yeah. So shoot the breeze is the opposite of talking shop. Basically, you're kind of just chatting and you're getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm. Shoot the breeze. That's a little tip for you guys. But we don't really say shoot the breeze. It's just kind of a fun expression. It's kind of old.
You'll see it a lot in like articles, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But most of the time we just say chat. Go have a chat.
For sure, for sure. So it looks like Joe agrees. He says, I totally agree. I think most of us don't initiate because we're afraid of being awkward. So let's start with this word initiate.
So when you initiate something, you basically start it. Mm-hmm. This is kind of the verb form, and you might have seen the adjective, which is initial.
Mm-hmm. For sure, yeah. Just be careful of the pronunciation here. The spelling is initiate, but it's like a sh sound, so initiate.
Exactly. And so here, initiating kind of means to start the conversation.
Mm-hmm, yeah. We also say take initiative. Like at work, if you're the person who is kind of proactive, you want to like begin a new project and, you know, you go to your boss with a proposal. You're taking initiative. You're the first one to have this idea and start it.
That's right. So usually taking the initiative is a really desirable thing at work.
For sure, for sure. But in this case, Joe and many people don't do that because they're afraid of being awkward.
So awkward, you've probably seen this word many times before. It just kind of means that it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, especially in a social situation. Like if you're together with a bunch of basketball fans, no, super fans, and you say, I hate basketball, then your friends will like, oh?
Yeah, they'll kind of look at you and it might be a little awkward, right?
Yeah, yeah. How do we react? You don't know what to say next. I don't know. That's awkward.
Yeah, and for when you're meeting someone of a different country, sometimes you might feel a bit awkward because you just don't know what to say.
For sure, yeah. And that could be because of some cultural barriers, right?
Exactly. So cultural barriers are kind of differences between cultures.
Mm-hmm, yeah, a barrier just means like a wall, essentially, right?
Exactly. So it's something that's blocking you from connecting to the other person.
Yeah, when there's construction on the road, there are road barriers. When there are huge cultural differences that prevent you from like kind of sort of understanding each other, that's called a cultural barrier.
There's a lot of social barriers as well. Mm-hmm. For example, like maybe someone who doesn't drink might feel a social barrier when they're hanging out with people who do drink.
Do drink, yeah, alcohol, yeah. But Sam says, you know, there may be some of those, but we're just like everyone else. We want to talk about the same things, like our jobs. You know, maybe they want to talk about girls or something like that, right? Or sports.
Yeah, or maybe where they're planning on traveling.
For sure, for sure. And then Joe comes in and says, and let off steam without our managers looking over our shoulders?
Ooh, letting off steam.
Mm-hmm, right.
So this basically means that you're just kind of relaxing. You're getting rid of your stress.
Right, yeah. We also say blow off steam. It's kind of the same. And it's when you're like, you have this sort of emotion inside. It could also be anger when you're really angry.
That's true.
Oh, I just had a fight with my wife and I need to go let off steam or something.
Yeah. Or maybe you're just really stressed out, so you need to let off some steam.
Yeah, and often that's with a beer or meeting some friends or even listening to music.
That's right. And you know what? You're probably going to have to let off some steam if your managers are looking over your shoulders.
Mm-hmm, right. So this word managers, you've probably seen this before. You know, a manager is someone who's responsible for like the regular staff, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And they kind of manage or they kind of control the staff.
Sure, sure. But they're not the owner, right?
No.
No. And looking over our shoulders. So this is kind of straightforward. You know, if you're sitting at your desk, you can imagine sometimes the manager walks by to check if you're doing your work and they're looking at your computer screen.
That's right. They're probably standing behind you, right?
Yeah, and just looking over your shoulder. Right. So that's kind of like at work, you can be a little bit like, oh, what's going on? But we also use this the opposite way. If I'm walking down the street and I think somebody's following me like a thief, I keep looking over my shoulder back to see if he is still there.
That's right. So you might constantly turn around, especially at night, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people just look over the shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to check. Yeah.
In any case, Sam agrees with what Joe is saying here, right? And he says, exactly, when it comes down to it, we're far more similar than different.
Right, so when it comes down to it, this is kind of a long expression. It's just a chunk. We always say it together like this, when it comes down to it. And it's just like the general idea, right?
That's right. And it kind of means, like, you know what? This is what is important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we step back and we don't look at the details, generally, we are all the same. We're all people.
And it's kind of similar to the expression, the bottom line.
Yeah, for sure, the bottom line. Oh, like another example, or you could say, like, when it comes to renting or buying homes, you'll spend about the same amount of money.
That's right. And Joe says, you know what, that's a good point. I think there's also the language barrier as well.
Right, so we saw cultural barrier before, and this is very kind of tied to that, but language barrier is what we use. This is when, of course, it's like there's a wall because you just can't talk to somebody because the language is different.
That's right. So you probably experienced this maybe at work or when you were traveling.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Language barrier. That's why we carry a little, you know, we have our dictionary now, our Google Translate or something to help you get by.
That's right. But sometimes there's a language barrier between generations.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So like a lot of the slang words that younger people use like is really confusing to the older generation.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And the next point that Sam has here is kind of one of the main points of this sort of how to avoid an awkward conversation. He says, you know, I can understand the language barrier, but honestly, when you're out having a beer, he's saying basically when you're with people you care about, when you're with your friends, who cares about English grammar?
Yeah, it's not really important, right?
Right. If I'm listening to my students, I just honestly, it's not important. The grammar, little grammar mistakes are not important. I really don't care. I just want to get to know you.
Yeah, so if you can understand the other person, then that's the only thing that's really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just say the words you need to say. Don't worry about the grammar or the pronunciation. We'll understand.
That's right. And Joe totally agrees with that as well. So he says, I see what you mean, but I'm so afraid of not communicating correctly that I don't even dare to try. Then it becomes a vicious cycle.
Right, so this happens a lot. A vicious cycle is when one problem causes another problem, and that problem makes the first problem worse.
Exactly. So it is like a repeating circle.
It's like a circle, right? And that's why we say cycle. Like a cycle means, you know, circle, right? And then vicious. What does vicious mean?
Vicious kind of means like mean or harmful.
Yeah, really just evil and bad, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So an example of a vicious cycle, it's kind of a funny one. My dad, it's kind of a joke. He's always trying a new diet to lose weight. And he'll say like, oh, you know, I messed up my diet because I ate a cookie and I felt so bad that I ate another cookie.
Yeah, that's a pretty common vicious cycle, I'd say.
For sure. Or like for me, I play piano. When I was young, I had to play piano in front of a lot of people. And I was so nervous that my hands would shake. But for piano, hands are what you need the most. So it caused the first problem to be even worse.
Exactly. So that's yet another example of a vicious cycle. Similarly, there's also the kind of situation where you have to do a presentation. And you're so worried about it that, you know what? Your hands shake, your voice shakes, everything shakes when you're giving that speech. And afterwards, you feel so terrible about it that you know what? You just don't want to do it again. And that is yet another vicious cycle.
For sure, yeah. So Sam, once again, he's trying to comfort him. He's saying, well, you know, after a beer or two, you'll loosen up.
Yeah, so loosen up is kind of the opposite of tensed. You're kind of relaxed here.
Right. After you stretch, like before exercise, you feel your body feels loose, right?
That's right. It's not tight.
So to make loose your body loose or your mind, we say, hey, man, loosen up. Don't be so tense.
That's right. And you can kind of think about it in a situation where you're kind of maybe loosening your tie.
Yeah.
So you might be uncomfortable. So
for sure.
Loosen up by loosening your tie.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Just relax. And it sounds like this is working for Joe because Joe says, thanks. That definitely puts me at ease.
So when you feel like you have been put at ease, it means that you feel more relaxed and maybe your mind is not so troubled.
Mm-hmm, right. This is commonly used in the army when the soldiers are standing before like their commander or captain or whatever. They're standing really still and they can't move. And then the commander or captain says, at ease. It just means relax, right?
Yeah. And everyone suddenly just relaxes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And you can see there, I mean, ease, it looks like the word easy, like, you know, make your mind or whatever easy, you know, put me at ease. And we don't really say make me at ease, just puts me at ease.
That's right. And another thing that might put someone at ease, for example, like parents or something like this, mm-hmm. knowing that someone is taking care of their child will put them at ease.
For sure, for sure, for sure. So it sounds like he's a little more at ease now. And he says, so how about ordering a cold one?
A cold one. This is another way to say beer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, just a cold beer. I mean, you could say it's some other cold thing, but generally this just means cold beer.
And Sam says, you read my mind.
Mm-hmm. It's you knew exactly what I was thinking, right?
Exactly. So we usually use this when we kind of agree with someone.
Yeah, for sure. You read my mind. How about we go grab a nice coffee or something?
Ooh, you read my mind.
All right.
Okay, so that was the end of the dialogue. So why don't we go back and have another listen?
Oh, you read my mind.
Hey, Sam. Thanks for inviting me out for a beer.
All good, man. We chat at work all the time, so I figured we could grab a beer so we don't have to talk shop.
I totally agree. I think most of us don't initiate because we're afraid of being awkward.
Well, although there might be some cultural barriers, we're just like everyone else. We want to talk about the same things.
And let off steam without our managers looking over our shoulders?
Exactly. When it comes down to it, we're far more similar than different.
Good point. I think there's also the language barrier as well.
That I can understand. Although, honestly, when we're out having a beer, who cares about English grammar?
Ha, I see what you mean. But I'm so afraid of not communicating correctly that I don't even dare to try. Then it becomes a vicious cycle.
Well, after a beer or two, you'll loosen up.
Thanks. That definitely puts me at ease. So, how about ordering a cold one?
You read my mind. Okay, so Joe and Sam, it looks like Joe feels a lot better. You know, Sam has kind of put him at ease, helped him to loosen up a little bit. What about you guys? Like, I know I've experienced this a lot with some Koreans, and I keep telling them, just relax, don't worry. Like, we don't care about your grammar mistakes.
Not at all.
Right. It's more important just to say the words that you want to say and get to know us, because that's what we want.
Yeah, and don't worry about the cultural barriers, mm-hmm. because you know what? They're usually interested in getting past those cultural barriers mm-hmm. and just learning a little bit about you. So yeah. Don't worry about being awkward.
And you might find that there actually aren't that many big cultural barriers after all.
No, when it comes down to it, we are just two people, or you know what? More than two people, just talking and getting to know each other.
Right. So we want to hear from you guys. We want to hear your experiences with, you know, talking to foreigners, or your fears, or, you know, feeling awkward. How did you get through it? How did you, you know, succeed and get past it? Or, you know, what were some of the experiences you had?
Yeah, and let us know if you have any tips on how to start conversations with foreigners or just people from different countries.
For sure. So we look forward to hearing from you guys, and we'll talk to you later.
See you then. We've been crossing the wire.